Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 5, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. Like the ordinary living entity, my Lord, you have no such discrimination, thinking like He is my friend, He is my enemy. He is favorable, He is unfavorable. Such conception of low grade and high grade you have not got. But according to one's gradation of service, you offer them benediction, exactly like the desire tree offers fruits according to the desire of the person. The desire tree has no distinction of low grade and high grade, position of the beggar.
Naisha parabaramati bhavato nanushya jantur jatha atma suhido jagatas tathati sangasi vaya surataraiva te prasada simanu rupa mudayo na parabaratyam. Very important word, discrimination. Sometimes the atheist class demons, they say, why God has made somebody so opulent and why somebody so poor? This is the general question. Perhaps you have met. So that is being solved. Paravartam. Para means better and apara means inferior, superior and inferior. There are two things, superior and inferior, everywhere. But in the eyes of God, Krishna, there is no such superior and inferior. He is superior and everything is superior. This should be understood. There is no such discrimination that here is a devotee, so he is superior, and here is a non-devotee, he is inferior. That is not God's discrimination. That is your discrimination. If you like to remain as inferior, you can remain, God has given you independence. And if you like to become superior, you can become superior. It is not God's discrimination, it is your discrimination. Mind this verse very carefully. Krishna says that you fully become dependent upon me and I shall give you full protection. This is superiority. As soon as I fully surrender to the Supreme Superior, Krishna, then my position is immediately superior. But if I don't do that, then I remain inferior. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Ji jathamaṁ prapadyante tāṁ tathaiva bhajāmi aham. It is up to you. So, if you surrender 100%, then I am also fully 100% for you. But if you have got discrimination, certain percentage for my wife, certain percentage for my children, certain percentage for my country, certain percentage, so on, ultimately zero for God. Then God is also zero. It is up to you. But if you take God, you are my everything, then He is also for you everything. It is up to you. Parabharata. He does not discriminate, you discriminate. There are many persons, they come to Vrindavan, and whatever they have earned throughout the whole life, so They give everything to the wife and children and make contract that I am going to Vrindavan, you send me at least 200 rupees for my expenses. And what about 2 lakhs and crores? That is yours. The 2 lakhs and crores what I earn, that is for you, my dear children, my dear wife. And you give me 200 for God. So I am going to Vrindavan. So Krishna is very intelligent. All right, I am also for you, 200. I am also for you. Jejathamang. This is the meaning. Real meaning. Jejathamang for that. Krishna is for you. It is called, what is the exact word? Responsive cooperation. If you have surrendered to me 100%, then I respond 100%. If you have surrendered 25%, then I respond 25%. This is good. So Prahlad Maharaj knows it, that naishang parabara muti bhavato. You have no such thing as discriminating. One may say that I am foolish. I may not surrender to Krishna 100%, but why he is not kind 100%? That is Krishna's discrimination. Why he should? He can become 100%, but he does not do so. That means Krishna is sentient. He is not impersonal. Don't think that whatever you are doing, Krishna cannot see. In the deity realm, if you think that this deity is made of brass, whatever nonsense I can do, he does not see. No, he can see everything. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti pashanti kanti kalanti. You see, you rascal, you do not know how Krishna sees. You think that he has this brass-made eyes. He cannot see. I can do all nonsense. No. That's not. He can see everything. Pashanti paan. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. He can see with his lotus feet. He can see with his hand. We can see simply with our eyes. But Krishna can see with all the angani jasya, sakalendriya vittimanti. You have seen Krishna is playing the flute. The fingers are open. The fingers are seeing what you are doing. We do not know the fingers can also see, but this is absolute. Krishna can use his any energy, any power, any part of the body for anything else. This is Krishna. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. So Krishna can see within our mind how much we are surrendered and how much we are after material enjoyment. But the best thing is, we have to make jio. Anna vilasita sunnam. Sunnam means jio. Unless we make everything zero, simply Krishna fact. Krishna is only fact, and everything zero. Without Krishna, everything zero. This place, one is one, and zero is zero. But when zero is added with one, it becomes 10. 10 times. Similarly, this material world is zero and Krishna is one. If you want to enjoy the material world by your own effort, it will always prove zero. You will never be satisfied. But you add this zero by the side of Krishna, you enjoy like anything. 10 times. 10 times. With zero, it is zero. But when it is added with Krishna, it is 10 times. Let's see, practically, our Krishna consciousness movement was started with 40 rupees. Now, that 40 rupees or something added with Krishna, it has become 40 crores. You see, practically. When I started for your country, I came to Mayapur, I offered my obeisances to my spiritual master, then I went. At that time, I had no money even to purchase the ticket. And after that, I have come with 40 crores. This is the secret. Jeyathamam prabhadyante. If you fully surrender to Krishna, then Krishna is there. You have to learn how to take from Krishna. Of course, a devotee is never desirous to take anything from Krishna. He wants to give only. This is pure devotee. A pure devotee wants Krishna, whatever little I have got, you take everything. And Krishna says, yes, because you have given your everything, even after your life, I will also give you my everything to you. This is Krishna. So Krishna has no discrimination, but it is up to us to know how to take from Krishna. Just like the example is given here, that saṅśīvaya śrutara diva. Śrutara diva. So the śrutara means the desire tree. It is described in the Brahma Saṅgita, desire tree. Cintāmani prakara-sadamatu kalpa-vrikha. That is kalpa-vrikha. Kalpa-vrikha means you have no experience, we have no experience. Kalpa-vrikha there is in the higher planetary system, and especially in the Vaikuntha world, there are trees are kalpa-vrikha, because everything is spiritual, nothing is dead. Here, you can take some fruits or flowers from a particular tree, but there, if you like, you ask kachori and samosa from a tree, you get. Because we have no idea what is suratara, what is kalpa-vrikha, whatever you desire, you get. Surabhi, the cows are surabhi. Here, you have got limitation. You can milk morning and evening to a certain extent. But there the cows are surabhi. Surabhi means you can milk as many times as you like and as much milk you want you can take. But these things are there. But we have no information. We are struggling here. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karushat. Because we are fools and rascals, we are trying to make some adjustment here. That is not possible. It is dukkhalayama sāsatam. This is maya. We are trying to be happy in this material. It will never be possible. But these fools and rascals, they do not know. They are making big, big plans how to become happy, how to become in our country, in our home, in our society, in our family, and so on, so on, so on. This means we are simply becoming entangled. Atagriha-cetha-sutapta-vittai janasya-mohoyam ahama-moha. Illusion. It will never be possible. Therefore, the conclusion is we should fully surrender 100% to Krishna and then we become happy. Saṅśīvaya-śrutara-riva-te-prasāda. The example is just like the desire tree, kalpa-vrikha, it can fulfill any desire, any desire. We have got so many desires. Krishna can fulfill all the desires. Please surrender to Krishna. This is the one. akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradhi vibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam puro. We go here and there for fulfilling our desire. But if we are fully surrendered to Krishna, all our desires will be fulfilled sitting at home. We haven't got to go here and there. Therefore it is said, Sritararibhate prasada. And how it is? Simana rupa. This is the secret. If you are engaged 10% in service, Simanu anurupa, it is proportion to your service. You cannot order Krishna, give me this. That is not possible. He is not your servant. Krishna cannot become anyone's servant. Krishna, give me this, give me that. Krishna is not your servant. He is not order supply. His order you should supply. Then you can take. You don't make Krishna your order supply. That is mistake. Therefore, nāvilāsita sunnam, pure devotion, in first of all, you learn not to order Krishna. Krishna, give me this, give me that, give me that. Don't bother Krishna. That is the beginning of spiritual life. Annamilasita sunnam. You prepare to carry out every order of Krishna. Then it is Krishna. Don't make Krishna your order supplier. You become order supplier of Krishna. Therefore it is said that Sivanurupa. If you learn how to give service to Krishna 100%, then you get everything. Without that, Krishna knows everything. What is required for you? Just like a father knows what is the necessity of the child. The child never begs, father, give me this, give me that. No. He is simply dependent on parents. The parents know. Similarly, if we become 100% dependent and serve him faithfully under his order, or he is represented his order, then the success is yours. Sivan Rupa. Sivan Rupa Udaya. Udaya, it becomes manifest. Just like the sun is rising in the sky. It is not by your order. It is riding by its own way. You cannot say that, my dear son, please immediately come to the media and make it known. No, I am not your servant. I shall rise according to my principle. So, similarly, if you cannot order even the sun, a creation of God, or anything, according to your order, then how you can order Krishna? This is foolishness. Don't order Krishna. Try to serve Krishna. Then you'll be successful. Sivanu rupa yodaya na paravartam. Krishna has no discrimination that you are inferior, therefore his favor is not bestowed upon you. This is foolishness. Don't become envious of somebody who is getting Krishna's favor. Krishna is favoring him because he has served. You serve, you will get favor. This is all. Krishna has no discrimination that one is getting more opulence, more success, and other is rotting. That is not Krishna's, it is your discrimination. You wanted some rotten things, you get it. You wanted some stone and wood, you take it. But if somebody wanted to serve, I have given him service. How does he serve? This is parāvara, not parāvarastha. It is foolishness that Krishna has favored him so much, I am not favored. If you become just eligible to be favored, then you will be favored. This is the point. Na parāvarastha. He has no such discrimination. Sivan mukhe hi jubhadau sayame vaskuratada. So therefore the principle is Sivanu rupa, always remember this. As it is said here, Prahlad Maharaj. prasada. Krishna is always ready to give you prasada, all favor. Why not? Without doing something, you are getting so much favor. Without Krishna's favor, you cannot live even for a moment. He is so kind. Even the cats and dogs, they are also getting Krishna's favor. Ekahi vidadhati bahunamka nitya nityanam cetana cetanana eko bahunam jab vidadhati kama. Krishna is so kind that he is supplying stool to the hog because he wants to eat it. He wants to eat. He has desired, give me facility for this stool. Give me favor, facility to drink fresh blood. All right. You take the suitable body. You want fresh blood? You get the tiger's body, the nails and the claws and the teeth, as soon as touches you, immediately. All blood sucking. So he has got him. Well, I take this facility. But what is the advantage of this facility? The facility is, you know, the tiger, they do not get food every day. He has got the facility to suck blood, but all the implements he has got. But there is a chance, because every animal knows in that part of the forest there is tiger, they do not go. So he starts. He'll find so many rich men. They have got enough money, but they cannot eat more. So this kind of facility, it is our foolishness. It is not facility. That is punishment. Real facility is how to serve Krishna. That is real facility. So we should always ask, beg. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's text. Nadhanangana janangana sundaring kavitangama jagadhi satama mamo janmani janmani sare bhavadar vakti rahi tuki. This facility we should always ask. Krishna, I don't want any facility of this material world. I am not worth to serve you. Still, I am begging, give me this facility so that I can get the chance to serve. That is like success. Yeah.